Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And I understand that today is our 100th Hump Day Hallelujah. I have a friend who likes to say that the first 100 years are the hardest of anyone's life. And while I can't prove that to be true or not, I hope that the first 100 Hump Day Hallelujahs were the hardest and they'll get easier from here on out. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but it's good to be back with you. Having missed being together last week, I was spent the week studying, reading, and got a lot of books read, and it was good to have the time kind of away from the regular rhythm of the church to spend some time in thought and prayer and reading. And one of the books I read, have you read any good books lately? I don't know that we heard much response, but one of the books I read, I read some churchy books and stuff on how to be the church and how to provide pastoral care and to listen and yada, 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 stuff like that. But I read a novel also that Robin had recommended and been on me to read. And so in addition to those other things, I read this novel called The Measure, written by Nikki Ehrlich. And it's an interesting premise, and if you're a reader, I invite you or encourage you to read it. The premise is that on a certain night, everybody throughout the world wakes up and has received a box. And in that box, on the outside, it said, "This is the measure of your life." On the inside is a string whose length indicates the length of your life. If you have a long string, you still have a lot of years left to live. If you have a short string, you have fewer years or days or months left to live. And so it poses a lot of interesting questions about if you could know when you were going to die, would you want to know? If you knew, what would you do about it? If you knew when other people were going to die, would that impact your relationships with them? As Christians, you know, we live in the certainty that this physical death is not all that there is, and that we enter into the life eternal. And actually, once we confess a belief in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we already enter into that reality. So death has a different meaning for followers of Jesus than it does for those who believe or think that with a physical death, they are no more. There is no more existence. But either way, to think about how one would use their time, if you knew how much time you had, I think is an interesting question. When I was a kid, I used to think, oh, if I knew I was going to die, and this was, you know, during the Red Scare and the concern of nuclear war, and I grew up near a nuclear power station here. Rancho Seco, and I wondered if I knew I was going to die, what would I try and do in those last few days? And I imagined running up credit card debt. I imagined traveling. I imagined finally kissing a girl. I imagined a lot of things. But now, if I knew I was going to die in a certain amount of time, how would I spend that time? Who would I spend it with? What would I spend that time doing? It's something that just has got me thinking, and I encourage you maybe to consider that yourself. What is important to you? What are the things that you would want to spend your time doing, knowing and acknowledging we all do have a limited amount of time? How do we spend that time? How do we communicate what's important to us by how we spend that time? How do we create memories and leave a legacy, leave a mark? The book is really interesting because then it gets into how does a community, how does a country, how does the world respond to this news, and how do we segregate and discriminate against people based on the length of their strings and that, and which creates some other questions, I think, for how we do life together. But if you knew what the future holds, we know who holds the future, but if you knew what the future holds, would you do anything different? And if so, what's stopping you from doing that today? something to think about, something to pray about. I'm still ruminating on it myself. I hope maybe this sparked an idea or a thought or something, and I encourage you to be to read the book if you have interest. I get no royalties. And to just sort of reflect on that. How differently might you live if you knew how much time you had left? It's been good spending part of this time with you. I think this is valuable, and I hope you do as well. I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day. Hallelujah. The 101st, as I understand it.